Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I hope each of you and yours are safe and sound during these crazy days. I think we're getting back to maybe flattening the curve or opening it up or what have you. It seems there's more activity outside and people getting out and about, and I hope that continues on. And in fact, I know it'll continue on. Today's show is all about opportunity. I'm always intrigued, I guess, by the human mind, the mentality when there are opportunities, flat in your face opportunities to get better, to create wealth, to do what have you. And oftentimes people just pass. And I think that's the easiest thing to do. And you're talking to somebody who listened to this show for 2 years, 2 years straight on podcasts as I traveled working in the corporate world. I was out on the road a lot and listened to this show for 2 years before I knew the opportunity was there. I just hadn't acted upon it. And I began investing in real estate. And the number one thing that real estate investors will always tell you, if you ask them flat out, if you say, hey, if you could go back and do it over, what would you do? They always say to a person, hands down, I wish I had started sooner. I wish I had started sooner. Well, my friends, I'm ready for you to start today. And we're going to talk about opportunities accepted, opportunities acted upon, ultimately opportunities lost. I reviewed at least 8 single family deals this week that came across that were emailed to me that looked like great opportunities. And if we have time, we'll talk about some of those. And I know somebody participated in those. Somebody passed and somebody accepted and took that opportunity. And in the last 2 weeks, there's been 4 multifamily deals that have come across my desk. And frankly, I wanted to invest in all 4 of them. I couldn't. I just didn't have the financial ability to invest in all 4 at this time. But I picked one. It hurt. I had to scratch up the funds to get into it, but I did not want to let this opportunity pass no matter what. I knew that this was a great opportunity because it's not about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about single successful steps that we take day in and day out. And when you look back, that's what success looks like. But why do we take advantage of these investing opportunities in real estate? Why? Well, the whole kit and caboodle, my friends, is to create passive income, passive monthly or quarterly income or a combination of both. Why? Because when that passive income meets or exceeds your financial obligations on a monthly basis, we call that retirement, aka also known as financial freedom. That's what it's about. My friends, retirement is not an age. It's a financial condition. It is a stream of income. Don't let anyone tell you that, well, retirement is 65 or retirement is 70 or retirement is this or that. Frankly, for 20% of the 70-year-olds out there are still working. So don't tell them that retirement is 70 years old. Retirement is absolutely 150% a financial condition. And my friends, you will want to start now, okay? You will want to start now. Yes, I know we're living in the corona world, but we're still investing. I just told you, but I'm participating in one of these multifamily deals. I wish I can participate in all 4, but we're continuing to invest. Corona is just another downturn, okay? It's an interesting one. It's unique, but it's corona today. It was the housing meltdown 10 years ago. It was the tech bubble before that, 10 years before that. It's always something, and these are cyclical economic cycles that people go through. But again, when you talk to successful folks and they look back they were investing all through these periods, okay? All through it. And if you're waiting, if you're looking at a deal and you're saying, well, I'm only going to invest if it's a home run or it's got to be just an out-of-the-park deal, oftentimes you don't know that this is going to be an out-of-the-park deal. You do the math and you look at it and you go, that's a smart choice. That's a smart investment. And then once you get into it and as the deal develops over time, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, you look back and you go, that was an absolute home run. You just didn't know it at the time. It's often not that obvious. But my friends, I want you to remember, and we're going to talk about some real financial opportunities that people took advantage of. I'm going to review the numbers, so I hope you can stick with me through the show. But some of the most successful people in this world, they're not the best coders or the best salespeople, or oftentimes they're not even the smartest people in the room, right? Who they are is people that are just really good at seizing great opportunities and being effective with those opportunities. There's dozens of opportunity metaphors that come to mind. We're always told when opportunity knocks, you better be ready, right? That's the one that we're all aware of. But so many people refuse to take the opportunities that present themselves. And let me just go through a few of my favorite metaphors. We've got a few seconds before the break here. Here's one from Tom Peters. It says, if a window of opportunity appears, don't pull down the shade. Here's another one. Mark Zuckerberg, right? The founder of Facebook. He says, in a world that's changing really quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risk. He's correct. Here's one from Donald Trump. As long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big. I can see him. Think big. Yeah, Donald Trump. I can see him saying that. Warren Buffett. This is a great one. Somebody sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. How correct you are, Warren Buffett. Brian Tracy, I've seen this man speak live. He's excellent. He says, decide what you want and then act as if it were impossible to fail. We're going to continue this discussion on opportunity after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're having a little discussion today around opportunity. Specifically, I'll get to a point where I'll review some deals where some folks actually took advantage of the opportunities right in front of them and made some excellent returns with their investments. And we're also going to talk about people who don't take advantage of opportunity and why that is. And if you've got any questions, now's the time to give us a call. We're live 8:20 a.m. on the great WBAP. Our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or if you prefer, feel free to shoot me an email, and I do respond to these personally. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@lu, like Lifestyles Unlimited, inc.com, luinc.com. Why do people not take advantage of opportunity? For me, I think there's four primary reasons that came to mind, really. I think the biggest one is someone's circle of influence, right? They're the people around them, their friends and their family will tell them, no, don't do that, or don't try that. Or I had a friend of a friend that tried that and it failed. And You get that a lot in real estate investing just because it's so different than what's ingrained in us in the conventional world, right? And the conventional world is the only way to get ahead is to take all your spare pennies that you can save and you need to sock them into the stock market, into the mutual fund. And there's a lot of companies that make billions of dollars for you to do that. And it obviously shows because the marketing is everywhere. Billboards, magazines. You can't watch a sporting event without some financial something or another leading to the stock market, right? It's either the wealth management companies, the investment companies themselves, the financial advisors. I mean, we are surrounded by this noise so that when you're a real estate investor and someone finds out, there's always that guy, right? That guy, the one that comes up and says, well, hey, I tried that once and we lost this and we lost that, or my mom tried it and she went bankrupt. And they always want to come tell you the sad story. But when you're in a group of when you're in a room with a group of investors in real estate and they're all millionaires, you don't hear that kind of noise. All you hear is about the deal that got away, right? You hear about the one, wow, I wish I'd invested in that deal. Yeah, that one came across and I didn't have the capital to invest in it. That's what you hear. You hear about the one that got away. So many times people don't take advantage of opportunity, whatever that opportunity is because their circle of influence essentially talked them out of it. For other folks, they'll look at something, they'll say, that's too hard. I can't do that. Many times that's false, right? That's just false. You don't really dig into it. You don't understand what it is. So you just want to dismiss it, right? Because ultimately the easiest thing is just to pass and just to not take advantage of the opportunity. Some folks will look at something and they'll say, that is an opportunity. They'll recognize it and they'll say, but it'd take too much time. Just don't have the time. And then there's also kind of a fourth, I don't know if it's a reason, but it's a manifestation within in the mind, is someone will recognize an opportunity, but then they'll start giving themselves reasons why it was never a real opportunity. It's a mental justification. You see that sometimes on, actually I've seen it on houses that have come across that are opportunities to purchase, to turn into rental assets. And a few people will pass and then somebody will step up and make it happen. And when you ask the people that pass, you say, well, the math was there. There'll be some gist of it. Well, yeah, at first I thought it was a great deal, but then I realized it needed a roof. Okay, needs a $5,000 roof or a $3,500 roof. Did you dig into it? Was that a deal breaker? Oftentimes, if you're talking about a $120,000, $150,000 ARV on a rental property, a $3,000 or a $5,000 roof is not a deal breaker. But some people, if it's just not there, they'll justify not doing it. So why am I going through this? Well, in the past 2 weeks, I honestly had four what I consider great opportunities come across my desk. Four multifamily private placement memorandums were sent to me for review. My opinion, I wanted to invest in all four of these. I did. I didn't have the capital. We've got a property that's selling in a few months. I was able to actually scratch up enough capital, and it hurt. But I was able to scratch up enough capital to participate in one, okay? I was not going to let that opportunity pass. I just wasn't. It would have been easier, and would it be nice to have, that's a big chunk of change, sitting in the bank and looking at it? Yeah, that would have made you feel better temporarily, but if you're mature and you're effective and you realize that saving money is the worst thing you can do, that you've got to put that money to work, I'm happy I was able to find a way essentially to take advantage of that opportunity. And I wanted to participate in all four of them, every one of them. It would have been easy not to participate in them. So back to my metaphors, there's three that really kind of shape me. One by Thomas Edison. He says most people miss opportunity because it's typically dressed in overalls and looks like work. A lot of you attribute that to Dave Ramsey. That's Thomas Edison said that. And that's correct, right? Opportunity is rarely a laydown. There's some work involved. You want to be a real estate investor? Step one, get educated, right? There's some work involved in it. Henry Ford, my second favorite. If you think you can, or if you think you cannot, you are correct. Think about that one for a second. If you think you can invest in real estate, You're correct. If you think you cannot, you're correct. It's up to you to make this happen. It's up to you to get out of your comfort zone and make a change. And then probably my all-time, one of the all-time greatest, actually, Del Walmsley says this, and maybe you've heard me talk about this before on the radio. Del Walmsley says, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And he says it the way Del says it. He stands up and he's loud. He's got a deep voice, big voice. He commands the room and he says, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was thinking to myself, what? Sure, everyone wants to be a millionaire, right? That's why we're here. Everyone wants to be a millionaire. No, my friends, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. Not everyone is going to do the sacrifice to get out of your comfort zone. Not everyone is going to look at their circle of influence and say, you know what? I'm taking a different direction. Not everyone realizes it's not too hard. Not everyone realizes it doesn't take too much time. And not everyone realizes that there are reasons to make this work. There are reasons to create the passive income and get out of your comfort zone. Create that an additional 400 this month, an additional 400 next month. Add another deal. Maybe it's an additional $5,000 this year. And a series of small decisions, a series of opportunities taken, is what ultimately leads to success and, my friends, financial freedom. We'll be right back after a short break. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. For as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. Today's show is all about opportunity. Opportunities accepted, opportunities acted upon, opportunities lost. How many times the opportunity's there and you've got to find a way to take advantage of that opportunity, right? It's never as easy as many people think it is. You've got to actually fight for the opportunity or fight to participate within the opportunity. And that's something that I've gone through here recently, just in the last couple of weeks, scratching and clawing and finding a way to participate in this multifamily deal that came across, because I did not want to let this opportunity get away. Let me ask you a question. Let me phrase it like this. And I'm living in this space as well. I've got five friends that have bought five boats literally in the last 3 to 5 years. Two of them just bought recently. And these aren't boats. These are incredible surf machines. They're a lot of fun. They're six figures, okay? These are real, I mean, enjoy your time out on the lake, the whole stereo, do you want to surf on the left side? Do you want to surf on the right side? Let me set the wake for you. They're incredible. I mean, it's a blast. And do my wife and I want to own a boat one day? Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. We do. We can go buy one right now. I can go finance it. I'm not interested. I can't do it at this moment. I would rather have literally six, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year, tax-free, year in and year out at this moment. So my wife and I jokingly, we kind of have a rule, and we're going to defer for now. But we have a rule is that we're not going to buy a boat until you can stand at the back door, open the back door, point at the item floating next to the dock out back, 100, 200 yards away, and say, you see that? That's my boat, right? So we've kind of set the standards for ourselves, but it's all about taking opportunities now while you can to set yourself up, right? Successful steps today will equal success tomorrow. So speaking of opportunities, let me give you an opportunity. Our free workshop is live streamed. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. I had to go to this physically. okay, when I first walked in. And again, I'm the guy who didn't take the opportunity. For 2 years, I listened to this radio show podcast, listened to the podcast over and over as I traveled. It took me 2 years to finally attend a workshop live, and I got to see how we made money five ways on real estate. And I said, you know what, that's much more effective than what I'm doing in the stock market right now. And I never looked back. So you can do it much easier. You can literally open your laptop wherever, the comfort, your favorite chair, pour your favorite beverage, tune in and ask questions. So our next workshop is July 28th. That's Tuesday. We've got another one July 30th. And then the last one of the month is July 31st. Three opportunities right now to see what we do before the end of the month, okay? That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. If you're convinced that you want to begin your real estate investing path, remember, the number one question, the number one answer for when you ask a real estate investor, if you can do this all over, what would you do? I can hear you saying it together. They all say in unison, I wish I had started sooner. Okay, well, here's your opportunity to start now. FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. It's $197 for 1 year if you use the promo code SAVEBIG. My friends, again, we divide everything up into monthly expenses, right? When the passive income meets or exceeds your monthly financial obligations, you are retired, right? You don't have to go back to work Monday, tomorrow morning, if you don't want to, okay? Many of us choose to, or we do something that we want, or spend more time with our families. But retirement's not an age. Retirement is a financial condition, okay? It's when, again, your passive income meets or exceeds your obligations. So I divide everything into 12, $197 a year. That's $17 a month. Let that sink in, okay? That gives you our full program, our full benefits. You can attend our 2-day, what we call the 2-day class. It's a 16-hour class. Well, we've broken it into four parts, and that's where you'll get educated to invest in real estate. You have access to our vendor program. You have access to our Bridge education platform. Again, $17 a month. Some of you out there are spending $17 a week on coffee. Okay, that's fine. That's what you want, but I'm just trying to break this cost down proportionally. So let's talk about some people that took some advantage of some opportunities. Our case study for San Antonio was this last Thursday night. I attended live stream, right? I tuned in, and it was fantastic. It's open to everybody. But if you don't know what case study is, it's essentially a celebration. We'll do three different people or couples or individuals, and they'll tell essentially their most recent real estate purchase. And it's PowerPoint. The numbers are there. The vendors that helped them are there. The mentors that helped them are there. And most importantly, the math is there. Okay. So the way that case study works is you'll see two single family examples and one multifamily example, and it'll progress. We'll talk about the single family investor, and then we'll do the next example, the single family investor, and then we'll do the multifamily. And, every office does it every month. So Houston, Central Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, the Phoenix office. Why do we do it? Ultimately, I'll tell you, the first one I ever intended, you end up seeing yourself up there on stage. You end up seeing these deals and you go, my gosh, that was a no-brainer. What a great opportunity that was. And let's just talk about the first deal, this first couple. They purchased a home in San Antonio recently. It was $15,000 out of pocket. How many of you out there have $15,000? Listen what they did with $15,000. So it's $15,000 out of pocket. And yes, you can buy a house in San Antonio for $15,000 out of pocket. It's probably going to be about $35,000 out of pocket in Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, it's crunching numbers. It's math. On that deal, they created a capital gain with their $15,000 of $25,400. Okay, they took $15,000 and created an additional $25,400. Okay. That is 172% equity capture. That is for you stock investors, you would call that a capital gain. Okay. Now that money, it doesn't just come to them. It's tied up in brick and mortar, and you can release it with a refinance event, tax free. But they took 15, And they did 172% return on that with the after repaired value. And just a very, basically, as soon as they signed the paper on the refi, it was there. How many of you out there are getting 172% return in your investing? Unless you're in real estate, none of you. Okay, the cash flow on this particular property is $345 a month. So most houses will average $400, but I'm sure these people said, look at the EQ, right? Look at the equity capture on this. So $345 is nothing to sneeze at. That's an additional $4,140 a year. How many of you can use an additional $4,000 a year? Again, that's not going to retire you, but it's a series of successful steps. It's a series of accepting opportunities when they come across and making it happen. By the way, that $345 a month, that's a 28% return, okay? Divide $4,140 by $15,000. That'll give you 28%. That's incredible. So that's just one couple. When we come back, we're going to continue talking real opportunity, real people that took advantage, creating real wealth and passive income. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I'm having a little bit of fun today and talking about opportunity and discussing why some people don't take advantage of opportunities when they come across. And frankly, I think it's just easier to let them pass, right? Stick with the status quo. What gets in the way of a great life, a good life, right? A lot of status quo going on out there. Right now, I think it's people don't want to invest because of the pandemic. They keep waiting for the other shoe to fall, so to speak. And we saw the same thing in 2008, 2009, 2010. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. The number one answer of people who invest in real estate, when you ask them if you could go back and do one thing different, what would it be? They will all tell you to a person, I wish I had started sooner. Okay. These are people that did take advantage of opportunity. They left their comfort zone. They made a change and they started doing something effective. But they all will tell you, I wish I had done it sooner. And here, let me go ahead and say it. My name is Mike Harrison. I wish I had started investing in real estate sooner. Okay. So feel free to play that back to me anytime you want. All right. We're talking about our case study that we had recently in San Antonio. And if you missed earlier in the show, you can pick us up on podcast at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to that website, click on the radio button, and there you'll find this show and as well as the shows with Al Gordon and Andy Webb. They've got great insight as well, so listen to their shows, and you'll hear the Dale Walmsley radio show there also. I was talking about the first couple that they were talking about a house that they recently purchased, $15,000 out of pocket, created a capital gain of $25,400. It's 172% capital gain. They also created $345 a month in tax-free passive income. That's an additional $4,000 a year, all with that simple $15,000, okay? That $15,000 doesn't go away. It's still in the home. We don't spend it. We invest it. That happened to be a 28% return. This couple, where are they now? They have five houses, five rental properties, and they're also investors in one passive apartment community. And that's what I've been doing lately is as much passive investing as I possibly can in some of these apartment deals. So total, combined total, this couple has created a $167,000 capital gain in their properties. Okay. These are people that are seizing opportunities, right? In a very short amount of time, just in a couple of years, would an extra $167,000 mean something to you? Would it start changing your financial future? Would it start changing your bottom line? You bet it will. Let's talk about the second couple and their purchase that they made. And by the way, let me mention something here. The beauty of technology. These people live in California, but they purchased this property in San Antonio. Many of the mind blown, right? Or some of you out there going, oh, that's impossible. You got to live next to your rental property. Again, that's that circle of influence, cancel culture telling you have to do that. No, there is a thing called the internet. There is a thing, basically a personal computer that you carry around with you every day. You can get in touch with somebody. You can email them. You can take a picture. You can send a picture. You can manage. You can purchase, rehab, and manage a property from the comfort of your locked-in shelter there in California, in San Antonio, is where you can purchase that property. So, again, that's people acting during this crisis, taking advantage of opportunity. This particular deal, purchase price, $112,000. After repaired value, $175,000. Okay, and if you don't know what ARV is, after repaired value, or if you got any questions about any of this, and I'm going rather quickly, my email is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Rehab cost, $30,000, okay? Did they come out of pocket and pay rehab? No, we financed the rehab, okay? Their closing costs were $12,000. The astute folks out there that are listening may say, wow, that's really high closing cost. The way we do it, we have two closes, okay? We use hard money on the front. 3 months later, we cycle out of that to a conventional loan, which is threes, right? 3%, my Lord, how beautiful is that? So there's two closes. You go in with hard money and then you cycle into the conventional long-term 30-year loan. Their capital gain was $22,400. Their out-of-pocket was $24,398. So their return percentage-wise, not as good as the first couple. But my friends, what's wrong with a 92% return? Absolutely nothing. It's beautiful. These are everyday numbers. If you heard me in the first segment, there was five, six, seven of these that came across my desk, single family deals that I saw this week alone. Okay. They are out there. These opportunities are out there. People are taking advantage of them. Why won't you take advantage of it? So they rent this particular home for $1,395 a month, which gives them a cash flow of $247 a month, and that is additional passive income on an annual basis of $2,964 a year. That's a 12.2% cash-on-cash return, again, tax-free, okay? If that was W-2 income, they'd take about a third of that, maybe more, just depending on what your tax rate is. So 12.2% return, again, this gentleman's in San Jose, California, I believe. He's got a computer. What did Obama say? I have a pen and I have a phone. Well, yes, you can take that pen and you can take that phone and you can go make yourself a 92% capital gain. You can go make yourself a 12.2% cash on cash return monthly. Okay. Let me ask you this. When you look back on your time during this lockdown, this COVID, this Wuhan, this Corona, whatever you want to call it, are you going to say that you did nothing? What did you do while you were locked down? So this particular gentleman, he owns five rental properties total. He has created essentially $90,000 in capital gains, right? We call that equity capture. He's created an annual cash flow on these five properties of $17,392. Did I mention tax-free? My friends, would an extra 17 grand a year in passive income help you during these tough times? I think it would. So these are opportunities accepted. And then, frankly, every one of these opportunities is something someone else passed on. Where are you? All right, let's get into the multifamily. We've got just a couple of minutes. To say that this gentleman takes advantage of opportunity when it comes his way would be an absolute understatement. Okay? Again, we've got to fight and claw and take advantage of opportunity when we can. This individual owns 10 apartment communities in 7 different markets. All right. He's got a pen and he's got a phone and he can take care of this. He has his own management company. He owns essentially over $100 million in assets. Okay. But he started out just like one of us. He just did something different. He started way sooner. He started much earlier. So he's in these deals, 9 as a lead investor. 1 he owns as an IRO. That's an independent rental owner. Again, feel free to email me. I'm here to help you. His first deal that he ever did was out of pocket, $975,000 on a purchase price of an asset that was $2.4 million. Did he come up with the $975,000 himself? No. He's a lead investor, and he had a group of like-minded individuals that looked at the private placement memorandum, that looked at the quick analysis, and they said, you know what? This deal makes sense. This opportunity makes sense. I won in. That was a 75% loan to value, financing at 5.25%. Today, we look back at that number and we go, good Lord, that's really high. Look, if the math makes sense, the interest rate is less of a concern. Okay. If the math makes sense, the deal works. His cap expenses, this is where he took money and he built this property up. He made it better. He made it the best product at the best price. He spent $441,000 doing that. So year one, what are his numbers? Income, $491,000. His expenses were $286,000. His net operating income was $205,000. But here's the number that you need to know, my friends. The cash on cash return was 9.8%. Okay. Practically 10% return in an apartment community. That's amazing. Year two, what did this gentleman do? 17.34% return. Year three, it was a 13.31% return. Why'd it go down? We did a refi. His total return to his investors, 258%. My friends, is that an opportunity you wish you were in? My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday and make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.